a man blessed beyond my dreams, but it don't mean nothing. Life's not good as it seems. Love and riches, what do they really mean? They may come and go, but you will never leave. So save your treasure. We find our pleasure. All our joy is in you. Just want more of you. So save your treasure. We find our pleasure in you. Your presence is a gift.
Your presence is a gift.
And I'm thankful because
you are our reward.
Your presence.
Your presence is a gift.
Your presence is a gift.
Your presence is a gift.
Father, we're desperate for your presence. Like we need air, like we need water. More than anything, we need your presence. We find our pleasure. All our joy is in you. In your presence, that's fullness of joy. Now your right hand, that pleasure forevermore. So say, we find our pleasure. It's in you. It's in you. Your presence is a gift.
Your presence is a gift.
I'm thankful to call
you.
You.
Your presence is a gift.
Your presence is a gift.
I said you.
This is a gift.
Your presence is a gift.
I'm thankful. I give you glory. I've got to give you honor. Give you praise.
Your presence.
In your presence, that's fullness of joy. At your right hand, that's pleasure forevermore. Having you, it is plenty. That symphony, you're more than enough.
Thank you.
And be glad in it. He woke us up again. Join us for a spiritual breakfast. All those that need nourishment for their inner man, you are in the right place. After this song selection, we will start our Saturday morning service.
Why we are here, proclamation. We proclaim that Jesus the King, pre-existed as God the Son, was sent by God the Father, took on human flesh in fulfillment of God's promises to David, died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, was buried, was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures, appeared to many witnesses, is enthroned at the right hand of God as the ruling Christ, has sent the Holy Spirit to his people to effect his rule and will come again as the final judge to rule. Our morning scripture is 2 Corinthians 4:13-18. Our present weakness and the resurrection life is the title. It is written, I believe, therefore I have spoken. Since we have that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you to himself. All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. We fix our eyes on not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, our Father, we ask that you fill with your Holy Spirit everyone who will participate in this worship service now or later. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to offer you some much-deserved praise and thanksgiving. We pray that our songs, prayers, and the preached word lift Jesus so that all who are lost will be found. We ask that you heal the sick and comfort the many bereaved. We ask that you bless the preacher with a word from you for all of us to hear and obey. We thank you for life, love, family, friendship, and fellowship. Dear Father, we thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and it is in his mighty and wonderful name that we ask these blessings. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen. Now that we have acknowledged our scripture and prayer, we will be followed by song from our very own shepherd, Pastor O. Take it away, Pastor O.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give them glory. Are you grateful today? And with chaos around, I'll still choose to say, Lord, I thank you for every way you say. Come on, say, say
Lord,
you've done so
much for me.
Come on, tell them, you've given me everything I need. With chaos around, I'll still choose. Lord, I thank you. Come on, tell them for every way.
I'm
I'm thankful to you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm thankful to you, Lord, for all you've done and all you'll ever be. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, I'm thankful to you. I am thankful, lifting up the arms. I am thankful, God, I'm thankful, I am thankful. Now come on and worship him all over. Come on, lift your voice. If you're thankful, come on and give them glory. God, I owe you glory. God, I owe you praise. Receive my worship. Receive the honor. Receive the glory. Receive the praise. Receive what I owe you. 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 I owe you the praise. I owe you the glory. I owe you the honor. I owe you adoration. I owe you the glory. One more time, lift your voice and say,
keep on keeping me. I said you keep. Church, we're going through a lot, and the Lord has been at me all week long about his people not being thankful. All he sees is worry, fret, frustration, depression, everything. Nobody's trusting him. It's all because of what we see going on in the world. We're scared of what's happening in Washington. We're scared of what's happening everywhere we look. And as if, you know, one time I was really, really worried about everything going on in the world, and this time I was talking to my pastor, Reverend Earl M. Brown, and I was telling him about everything that was against me. And he listened patiently to me for about a half hour just complaining. And when I got good and through, he said, "I've heard you, and all you talked about is everything that's going on and everything that's wrong. But never once did you mention God. Or give thanks for him keeping you through all that stuff you told me about." Is that where we are today? You don't trust God no more? He ain't number one no more? I mean, you know, when Esther, if she had gone before the king with a sad-looking face, do you know that could have gotten her wiped out? You couldn't go before the king with a mush-mouthed face. You couldn't do that. And the Lord don't deserve that, because whatever we're going through, he didn't do it. He's the one that's going to bring us out of us, or out of it, or get us through it. He deserves thanks. He told you don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. The only reason you're tripping is because you're not doing that. You're trying to make God bring you to perfect peace some other way. It's not going to happen. No. The Lord said, don't worry. That means you cannot worry. And if you are, it's a sin. And the Lord said, instead of worrying, pray the thing that's worrying you. Tell God and stop telling people. When you tell people, you wipe God out. God said, let them people you tell and heal you. Let them people you want to feel sorry for you, let them bring you out. But when you just tell me and nobody else, then I know you trust me and nobody else. But if you're telling everybody else, pray for me. Pray for me. It's all right to ask people to pray for you, but have you prayed first to God? And then you asked them, somebody asked me the other day to come in agreement with them about somebody they were praying for that was sick. They already prayed. They're just asking me to agree. That's all. Asking me before you ask God. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need, and remember what God has already done. That's the only way you get to that perfect peace that surpasses all understanding. And then you say, I can't change my mind. There's verses following that that says, think on these things. Well, think, are you thinking on those things or are you thinking on other things? That's why you don't have perfect peace. The Lord says he deserves thanks. Amen. Marvin Sapp wrote a song called Praise Him in Advance. That means you praise God like Paul and Silas did before you get out to Philippian jail.
Anytime I feel down, I know I can depend on you to help me pull through.
Help me pull through
the situations in my life. Nobody said it would be easy to walk this way, to live this life today. But through it all, I can say that I never found such love from somebody who treats everybody like somebody. Times I lost hope, my faith was weak and my heart was sinking, and I couldn't see my way out. But then you came and showed me the words to say, the prayers to pray, give me strength to find my way.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor O, for those songs of faith and testimony. You know, our hearts have truly been moved and encouraged. Thank you. Which takes us to time to talk to God, the only one who can meet all our needs. Come to the altar and receive our very own Deacon Charles Tate. Praise to the Lord. Amen.
Blessing.
In spite of
for every little bitty thing you've done in my life. I say thank you. Just wanna thank you. I shall say thank you. Oh, thank you. Hey, I thank you. Just want to say thank you.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Well, here we are again. We are in the presence of the true and living God. We're at the altar. Now, what I need you to do is whatever it is. I have no idea what it is you're bringing to the altar right now. But what I need you to do is remember this one, a couple things. First off, you know, I like to talk about the scapegoat. But our scapegoat was Jesus Christ. He went to the cross on our behalf. He was crucified, buried, and he rose again. And he's alive and well right now, interceding on our behalf. But what we have to learn to do, he told us to cast all our cares on him because he cares for us. But before us, he told us to humble ourselves before him and he would lift us up. Now, what you're taking to him right now, he's already taken care of. You see, he was God in the flesh here. He's also the Son of God. But he walked in our shoes one day. He came down as a man. But right now, I need you to just go to him. Leave it at the altar with him. And whatever you do, don't go back and pick it up again. Trust and believe. And that's what knowing and being with him is all about, just trusting and believing that he's going to do something about whatever it is that you're bringing to him. Lord God, our Father, we come to you right now thanking you. Thanking you that you provided a way for us to be where we are right now. You see, Father, we laid down last night. Some of us didn't. Some of us stayed up all night worrying about the things that's going on in this world right now and in our lives, Father. But you also told us not to worry, to pray about everything. Don't worry about anything. You told us in Matthew, Father, that the birds don't worry. And we know we can look outside no matter where we are in this world right now and see a bird that got up this morning and was singing. And that bird was singing because of the fact he knew that somewhere you had provided a worm. You see, Father, we know you said that you would never leave us nor forsake us. You told us that whatever we bring to you as far as sin, if we confess our sins to you, that you faithful and just to forgive us of our sins, to clean us all right, clean, and to clean us up. We were made right by you when you sent your son to the cross. And see, you didn't just send him. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who's now seated on your right-hand side interceding for us, went willingly. He said, Father, I would go for them. Because, you know, back in the Old Testament days, a sacrifice had to be made. The priest would go in and he would make a sacrifice. But Jesus was our living sacrifice. And by him living today, we're alive and well. Yeah, we know sometimes that these problems in this world get us all the way down. And that's when we come to you. But you told us too, Lord, that we was going to have trials and tribulations, that things was going to happen in this world. You said that this world was not, you made it clear to us that this world was not going to be perfect for us. But we serve a perfect God, and we're talking to a perfect God right now. Father, we know that one day all of this is going to be made up again. And how do we know that? Because everything you told us in your word is true. You know, the one thing that you don't do is lie. The devil is the father of lies, Father, and lies, Father, and sometimes he gets inside of us because he's alive and well, too, right now. But sometimes he'll get inside and sneak in and tell us like he did back in the garden. Did God really say, when he was talking to Adam and Eve, did God really say? And what we have to come to understand, Father, is when we get a question in our head about something that you said, because everything that you said is true, when something comes to our mind and we start to question whether or not, is this really true, that immediately should let us know that's not you. Because you see, you're a good, pleasing, and perfect God. And you have nothing but what's best for us. That's all you're about. But Father, right now there's somebody that doesn't know you. And they're listening right now to this telecast that's going on, Father. So you tell us to make our request known to you. So, Father, we just asking. I'm just asking right now that that one that's listening and doesn't believe that you exist, show yourself to him. But see, you tell us also, too, if we seek you first in your kingdom, seek you first in your kingdom, that everything that we need going to be asked to us. But you also tell us, Father, that you bend it. You told it. You said that you would bend the ear and hear everything that we say. The great part about it, Father, is that I love it so much. See, you never sleep. You never take a day off. Back in the beginning, when it said you rested, you went and sat down. But now we have your son, who is not just your son, but he's God. He came here as God in the flesh. And he's gone through everything that we could possibly imagine in these lives that we go through. I know it's hard for some of us to understand that, but it's not hard for me, Lord, because Jesus did everything that we go through. He encountered that in that three-year period as he was here on this earth, everything. And why did he do that? Just so he would be able to walk in our shoes so much. But also to help us to understand that no matter what goes on in these lives that we live, he's got us. You see, Father, we know Jesus as our Lord and Savior, your son. We win no matter what goes on in this life. But Father, right now, once again, there's more than one that just say, how could that possibly be? Father, help them, I don't care where they are in this world right now, to just go out and look at the sun and the moon and the stars, all the things that you created. See, there's no other God that can lay claim to create anything in this universe. All the rest of the gods were made by us, Father. They're idols. They are things that we took and put in the place of you. You told us thou should have no other God before me. But the other side of that, Father, you don't wipe us out because of that. You give us an opportunity to come to you and talk to you again and just say, like I said, that we confess to you, Father. You faithful and just to forgive us of anything that we've done. Father, for that one Christian right now to think that they've done something that just can't possibly be forgiven. Once again, Father, help them to understand that that sin right there has been cast as far as the east is from the west, and none of us can see the east. None of us can see the west. Matter of fact, all we know is that somebody told us is we're there and knows the direction that we go in, but that somebody was you. Father, right now we pray for your servant. For those that are working diligently right now to help the world understand. You see, the world is changing right now, Father. We've moved into a time where people have substituted gods for you. And just like in Isaiah chapter 44, when it talks about the man that went out and got a piece of wood, and he carved it, and the man got a piece of wood. He made fire with it. He built his house with it. He built chairs with it. He built tables with it. And then he sat down and he fastened to God and started worshiping him, the same piece of wood. Father, help us to understand that you made that wood. Help that one that doesn't believe, that is trying to substitute right now, that you made everything. You even made them. And you made all of us in your likeness. Each and every one of us are in your likeness. We might have different similarities, but Father, everybody that we look at has five fingers, has 10 fingers, 10 toes. Father, we pray for those right now that have infirmities. Let it be that when we come to one that has an infirmity, that we come to understand that even though they might not look like us physically or might not be in the same position we are physically, the spirit, your spirit still lives inside of them. And you see, the Father, one day the day is going to come where all of this is going to be made over again. You coming back. You said you was coming back to get us. You told us to be of good cheer, because you've overcome everything in this world. But you've also told us, don't worry, because you've gone to prepare a place for us where we'll never have to go through this again, and we'll be with you always. But Father, right now, for that one that stayed up all night worrying about whether or not a bill was paid, for that one that stayed up all night, Father, we're praying for those that lost loved ones, because if they left here knowing you, Father, they're not lost. They're in your care. For that mother that lost a child at birth or not too long after, help her to understand, Father, that you are there with her. And that same child that might have been lost at birth, if her mom and daddy believes, or his mother and father believes in you, they're going to see that child again, and it won't be a baby. It'll be a full-grown person, and they will be able to spend eternity with you. See, Father, you told you was going to prepare a place where you'd be with us always. And that place is real, because you never lied, and you don't lie. You can do anything but lie, but you do everything. While we lay down and sleep, you keep us safe. So, Father, once again, I just ask that you do what you do. You do what you do. I don't know what you're hearing right now. I have no idea. I only know what's going on in my life, Father. But I can testify to the fact that through these 70 years that I've been in this earth, that you've taken care of me. And you testified in John that Jesus is your son. First John, you said, you testified yourself that God, Jesus is your son. So, Father, for the one that doesn't believe, help them to come to know that, like I said before, you don't lie. Everything you say is true. And we have to learn to walk on that truth. You see, Father, we can't see tomorrow. All we know is what happened yesterday. But what we have to do is, it's called faith, Father. Just exercise our faith in believing that as long as we have one that knows not just the past nor the present but the future, and he loves us and he holds us in his hand. Father, you loved us so much that you went to your son and said, you got to do something, because I got to get them back to me. I want them back to me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And the great part about it, that son, Jesus, said, Father, I do it for them. And if you did that for us, Father, help us to understand that everything else that we need, if we just do what you tell us to do, we'll be taken care of. Lord God, Father, I thank you for the opportunity once again to talk to you. It's a wonderful thing. Father, not making light of anything that's going on with anybody right now, but just help them to understand, like you said, cast that care on you, because you care for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Power and prayer. Thank you. Thank you, Deacon Charles Tate, for praying and making our request known to God. You know we appreciate you. Thank you. Amen. All right. I am truly enjoying the service, and I hope you are too, with more to come. I want to thank you for this service. And as always, if you have been blessed by this Saturday worship experience, then be a blessing to others and let them know that this Saturday worship service is happening. Be the reason someone smiled today. Share the love, joy, and the blessing. Amen? Amen. Okay, time for the preach word. A message from God. The best part, icing on the cake. So the next voice you will hear following this song selection is our very own man of God, Associate Pastor Terrence Tate. So prepare to receive Associate Pastor Terrence Tate as he comes in his own way with a word from the Lord. Let's receive him with a warm and open heart. Amen.
To be so broken, lost, empty, a heart with no beat, a singer with no song to sing. So I know the feeling, the silence is deafening, but in your pain lies a blessing. Sweet and sour victory. So keep walking and walking, walking, though it seems so far. No matter who you are, see there's one thing that I know. Life it can leave you so bitter. Gave me love, revealed. bitter, bitter. You must believe that it gets better.
Good morning, all Blog Talk Radio listeners all around this beautiful created world that God has created. You know, life gets in the way sometimes, but we have to remember our whatever we go through, our life, whatever we go through in our life, it will get better. Our gracious God and our Heavenly Father, we certainly praise and thank you for the reminder of when we go through this life, whatever we go through in our lives, whether it's good, bad, hard, easy, physical, emotional, it will get better because we are in you, Father. We are your children. We are your masterpiece. So it can only get better with you. Father, I just ask that you have your way in this service and move me completely out of the way, because without you, I am nothing. And with you, I am everything. So, Lord, have your way in me. Like Psalm 19 and 14 says, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my strength and my redeemer. Amen and amen. Once again, good morning, all Blog Talk Radio listeners all around this beautifully created world. You know, I asked Pastor to play that song before I preached because it ties into the message series that I'm going to be preaching for the next 3 months. And the message series that the Lord gave me was a new year and a new perspective. A new year and a new perspective. And the title of today's message is Keeping a Positive Mindset in All Things. Keeping a Positive Mindset in all things. And the scripture that the Holy Spirit laid upon my heart to use is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, which says this: I will keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on me. Verse 4 says, trust in the Lord, because he is trustworthy. You know, God allows us to go through what we go through in this life to see how much faith we have in him. When we have trouble keeping our mind focused on him, when we go through the trials of this life, that's when we should remind ourselves that God will keep us in perfect peace if we keep our mind stayed on him. Genesis 50 and 20 says this: what the devil meant for evil, God turned it around for our good. You know, I want to tell you a story. You all know that I have cerebral palsy. Most of you all know that. But what many of you don't know is when I was born over 36 years ago now, the doctor at the hospital told both of my parents that I wouldn't live, that I probably wouldn't live past 2 months old. What the doctor said, that statement that the doctor gave my parents, God turned it around for our good, and I'm still here almost 36 years later. You know, the reason why many of God's ambassadors don't see many miracles in their life is because they have trouble keeping a positive mindset in all things. Psalm 34 verses 1 and 2 says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. no matter what we are going through in our personal lives, we should always have a positive mindset, even when we are in the storm. You may not like the storm that you're in, but know this. God is ready to deliver you from that storm. But the only way you will get delivered on God's time from that storm is if you continue to stay focused on the Lord. See, Satan wants us to have a pity party when we get into the storms of life. Satan wants us to have a pity party when we're facing the hills and valleys of this life. But the Lord said in John chapter 16, verse 33, he said this, "In this life, you're going to have trials and tribulations, but be of good cheer, because I've overcome the world." God knows everything that we go through, even before we go through the storms of life. Yes, the winds are going to blow. Yes, the waves are going to crash. But that's the time where we need to always keep a positive mindset about God in all things. Because he said in John chapter 16, verse 33, he said, "In this life, you're going to have trials and tribulations." But then he said, "Be of good cheer, because I've overcome the world." In other words, God is overriding the negative thing that is going on in your life. God is trying to get you to understand how to react when you're facing things that you don't like to face. You know, I go through physical things every single day of my life. But don't get me wrong, there are times where I just want to quit. There are times where I just want to give up. But then I hear the Lord say, You are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus, your Lord. Romans 8:37. There are times where I want to give up, but that's the time where, but then I hear the Lord say, "All things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose." Saints, when we go through things in this life, everything that we go through is in our life to let God see how much faith we have in him. See, life gets hard sometimes. Yes, it does. Life gets hard sometimes. But there are benefits to having a positive mindset, no matter what you are going through. There are many benefits to having a positive and godly mindset, even in the midst of the storm. You know, in 1965, John Lewis was walking across a bridge and was beaten in the head because he stood up with Martin Luther King. But he never, yes, there were times where he wanted to quit because he was beaten in the head. But he never let the negative circumstance override his praise for God. He never let the circumstances that he went through in 1965 override his faith in God. Because, and what I mean when I say he never let his negative circumstances override his faith in God, right a few weeks after he was beaten in the head, he became a senator for the United States. Now, who else would help him do that? Nobody helped him do that but God, because John Lewis kept a positive mindset, even though he was beaten in the head for standing up with Dr. Martin Luther King. He was doing the Lord's work, and John Lewis was doing the Lord's work with Dr. Martin Luther King in 1965. And he was beaten, but he never let his faith in God override his negative circumstance that he went through. On April the 4th, 1968, Martin Luther King was in a hotel, shot dead. And while he was laying in the hotel, his wife was carrying on his work, and Coretta Scott King lost her husband, she never let the circumstances of life override her faith in God. You say, preacher, what are you trying to say? I'm trying to I would like to tell you, whatever you go through, don't ever let your negative circumstance override your faith in God, because believe it or not, we've got people watching what we do. We've got people listening to what we say. We've got people looking at how we are going to react to the things that we are going through. Always keep a positive mindset in all things. David was in a mess, but it says in 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6, it says, David was in a mess, but he encouraged himself in the Lord. When you, instead of wanting to give up what God has called you to do, when you are going through hardship, read. I want you to read 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6, which says this: David was in a mess, but he encouraged himself in the Lord. When you are facing the hardships of life, go read Psalm 150, verse 6, which says, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18 says this: rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in all things give thanks, for this is the will of God for you through Christ Jesus. You are saints. We are all a work in progress. We are all a work in progress. But please remember to keep a positive mindset when you are going through a hardship. Because yes, the hardship will continue to come. But with Jesus, we can handle anything that comes our way. Because Jesus said in Hebrews chapter 13, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I am the same God yesterday, today, and forever. I'll always be with you. In Psalm chapter 34, verses 1 and 2, it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. When you are facing hardship, when you are facing hardship in your life, the best thing for you to do is to go read Psalm chapter 34, verses 1 and 2. And also, whatever you're going through, it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be hard. But remember, whatever you're going through, it's not going to be easy. It's going to get worse before it gets better. But look up to God and remember this. Cast your cares upon me because I care for you. Verse 8 says this. Be sober-minded. Be vigilant. Because the devil, your adversary, roams about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Don't, saints, don't let the devil rob you of a positive mindset. Always keep a positive mindset no matter what you are going through, because yes, we're going to have trials and tribulations in this life, but know this, we are not here forever. We are on our way home, and when we get home, when we get to our heavenly home, we will never have to worry about the cares of this life and this world ever again, because we'll be at home with Jesus. And if you see anybody else at your job or at your school with facing hardships, don't turn your back and walk away. If you can, take time to pray with them. Encourage them. Let them know that they are fearfully and wonderfully made. Let them know what Hebrews chapter 13 says. Let them know what Hebrews chapter 11 says, and watch their whole attitude change. Say, in 2024, we've got to learn how to have a positive mindset, because we are God's representative right here on earth, and we will be God's representative right here on earth until he comes back to get us. We have been called to witness to the world about Jesus. We have been called to tell our testimony of what God has done for us in our lives. And we cannot do what God has called us to do if we continue to have a negative mindset about what we go through in this life. Yes, it's going to get hard. Yes, no, it's not going to be easy. But remember this, we are on our way home. We are on our way home. We're not going to be here forever. And we've got to leave a positive legacy for other people to see how good God has been to us in our lives. We've got to leave a more positive legacy for other people to see that, to see the Jesus that we got to see when, before we became the Christ, before we came to Christ. I grudge you, God, our Heavenly Father. I thank you for the amazing privilege to preach your word to your people about keeping a positive mindset, I thank you for allowing me to preach your word to your people about having a positive mindset in all things, because you love us so much. You don't want to see us walking around negative. You want to see us flourish, and we can't flourish in you if we always have a negative mindset about what we go through in this life. Father, I thank you for the fact that you moved me completely out of the way, and you had your way. And it is in the name of your Son, Jesus, I pray this prayer. Amen and amen.
is not a man that he should lie.
Amen. Amen to that. It's going to get better. It's got to get better. It's going to be better. It's not going to last always. And in case it doesn't get better, we know that all things are going to work together for our good because that's how God has it set up. So no matter what, like, look, I'm so convicted, I can't even, like, be negative about the one ginormous thorn that I got in my side that I deal with on a daily basis. Pastor Terrence got me feeling like I can't even be mad. Look, got to get better. It's going to get better. Your attitude really does determine everything. It really does determine everything. Even if you walk up to somebody and you have a negative demeanor about yourself, that's going to change how that person reacts or accepts what you say. So it's all about attitude. It's all about heart posture. It's all about being positive over negative. And it's all about your faith over your feelings, which sounds so cliche. We say it all the time. Ooh, it's your faith and not your feelings. But we in these bodies and our feelings be feeling, okay? But after that sermon and after that song, I guess I'm just going to have to take the next 48 hours. To get my positivity together and try to approach the negativity and not negativity because it's going to get better. It's got to be better. And again, even if it doesn't get better, we're not here forever. And all things are going to work together for our good. Amen. So thank you, Pastor Terrence Tate, for that message, that reminder, that instillment of positivity in us. Because look, this whole world is negative. Everything we see, it's just about bad. Okay, the news is bad. The social media is bad. People are bad. Kids are bad. Work is bad. Everything is bad. So if we're bad too, then we are definitely not the light of the world that God says that we are. Amen. So, again, thank you, Pastor Terrence Tate, for that word that you brought to us today. It was much appreciated. Now I'm sitting over here convicted. Got to get my life together because now I got to say, Pastor Terrence Tate said I got to be positive. And he didn't just say it. He gave like 2012 scriptures that validated what he said. So, I mean, I guess at this point, none of us have an excuse. But just in case we kind of do go back to that negativity, 1 John 1:9, all that, confess it because God knows, okay? Jesus knows. He's the man, fully God, fully man. He knows how we feel. And he gave us our emotions, but we have to make sure that we're using them to bring God glory. Amen? So, again, thank you, Pastor Terrence Tate, for that word that you brought to us today. Amen? So, what's up, y'all? Happy Saturday. Amen. It's so good to be back. It is the second Saturday in the month of February. I thank everybody who did my announcements for me for the last, month's worth of shows. Much appreciated to each and every one of you. I am happy to be back in my lane, amen, doing what I do, which is giving y'all these announcements, amen. So, without further ado, listen up, okay? So, Sunday, 9 a.m., our Sunday school is going down, okay, with our teacher, Pastor Janice Tate. Sunday, we have our worship service beginning at 10 a.m. The praise team will lead us in our worship. Pastor O, tomorrow we'll be bringing the word with the sermon title, Walking by Faith. Amen. So come on out, visit with us, worship with us. We are located at 27085 West Outer Drive in Ecorse, Michigan. Again, our Sunday school begins at 9 a.m. with our worship service continuing on beginning at 10 a.m. Amen. So Mondays, Minister Lachelle Anderson has her blog talk radio show called Street Love at 6:30 p.m. Amen. So just go to our church website, rfcm.org, and click on Christian Resources, information on that. On Tuesdays at 4 p.m., Minister Richard Overall is teaching Training Day on Blog Talk Radio. On Wednesdays at 6 p.m., we have our Bible class on Blog Talk Radio. Teacher this week is Deaconess Kathy Clyburn, and the title of her lesson is Spiritual Armor. Amen. So if you need the book, if you don't have it, please go to the church website, rsdm.org, and make sure you get one so you can participate in the class. On Fridays at 7 p.m., Deaconess Kathy Clyburn is on Blog Talk Radio with Bring Back the Family, so make sure to tune into that. Of course, on Saturdays here on Blog Talk Radio, we have our Saturday morning worship service at 10 a.m. You can check our church website, rfcm.org, for the preaching schedule. And then once again, we'll be back on Sundays in person with our Sunday school and our worship service. Amen. So you've got a whole week schedule that I just gave y'all. Amen. Please remember that all of our classes and our services here on Blog Talk Radio are recorded, archived, and free. Please check out our church website again, rfcm.org, where you will find jobs, books, classes, services, resources, and more, all available to you for free. Use it as you need it for yourself, and make sure that you share it with others. Amen. If you want to give any tithes or offerings online, church website, rfcm.org, just click on the tithes and offerings tab. If you would like to give a love offering for our preacher of the day, Pastor Terrence Tate, who reminded you to be positive, amen, please feel free to go to our church website and give your love offering there. Just make sure to specify Pastor Terrence Tate's name, and we will see to it that he receives his love offerings accordingly. Amen. And so thank you, and God bless you in advance for sharing with us and with those that we help. Amen. So Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says, if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. As Scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame, for there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Amen. And so eternal life in heaven, you know, Pastor Terrence Tate talked about that. When this life here is over and when this world is over, whether it's your personal rapture or if it's the rapture, you only got two places you're going. You're going to heaven or you're going to hell. So when this is done and over here, we have our eternal life either in heaven or in hell. But eternal life in heaven hinges on your belief in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. There is no relationship with the Father without the Son. And there is no receipt of the Holy Spirit without accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Acts chapter 1, verse 8 says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere. In Jerusalem, which today is your household, people who live under your roof, Judea, your community, your job, your grocery stores, your banks, Samaria, outside of your comfort zone, to people and places you wouldn't normally associate with or go to, and to the ends of the earth. And those are people and places you will never go, never be around. You're like, nope, not today, tomorrow, or ever, okay? They need the word of God as well. Amen. And it is our job to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ so that no souls are left behind. Matthew chapter 25, verse 41 says that hell is prepared for the devil and his angels, not people. But we know that, unfortunately, some will end up there in eternal torment because, again, it's heaven or hell. There is no gray area, okay? This life is short. God is not bound by time, but we are. Psalm chapter 90, verse 12 says, teach us to number our days so that we may apply our hearts to wisdom and some positivity. Amen. That's just my little sidebar. John chapter 14, verse 3 says that I, and that I is Jesus, I'm going away to prepare a place for you, and I will come back and take you to be with me where I am. And if you've never been able to take a check to the bank without it bouncing, you can take Jesus at his word, because his word will never return to him void. Amen? Amen. So we ask in prayer that you continue to pray for everyone, everywhere, all of the time. Please pray for Keela Freeman, who had surgery, so make sure to keep her in prayer as she recovers. Please continue to pray for all of our mothers that Run for Christ Ministries, Mother Marilyn, Mother Persia, Mother Cheryl, and Mother Irma. Please pray for Deaconess Naomi Carter. I do ask that you please continue to keep me lifted up in your prayers. Continue to pray for Deaconess Nicole Seabrooks, Nico Gaston, Darius Freeman, all of our pastors, students, parents, children everywhere, our government leaders, from your local communities all the way up to Washington. Please, all of those who are unsaved, that they come to know the love of Jesus Christ and the sacrifice made for them to have eternal life with him. Amen. Continue to pray that those in the body of Christ be witnesses for the Lord in the way that we live and in the way that we show love to one another. Because really, it all comes down to you choosing Christ. That's what it comes down to. It all comes down to choosing Jesus. Amen. So we do also ask that you continue to pray for all of those who are bereaved and grieved and mourning in the loss of family, friends, and loved ones. Please pray for Deaconess Kathy Clyburn, Nico Gaston and her family, as well as family and friends of Mother Irma Miller. So happy birthday to all of our Blog Talk Radio listeners all around the world. Amen. If you're celebrating your birthday today or if you celebrated the first couple days of this month, a very happy and blessed birthday goes out to our Running for Christ Ministry members, Mother Marilyn Overall, who celebrated her birthday on the 7th, and to Nico Gaston, who will be celebrating her birthday on the 21st. So happy birthday to you all. Amen. Last but not least, probably our favorite part, is the devotional for the day. Amen. And it is entitled, The Problem of Worry. I said, okay, well, Pastor this morning was talking about, you know, us not being thankful enough. We're not giving thanks. We're complaining. We're scared. We're seeing what's going on in this world. And we are just like, Lord Jesus, please, okay, can you come quickly, Lord? Okay, so The Problem of Worry. This is by Pastor Jeff Shreve. You guys already know how I feel about his devotionals. I love them, which is why you get them, all right? And the reason follows, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life. Matthew chapter 6, verse 25. Years ago, I noticed a lump on my forearm. It was small and not very pronounced. I did not give it much thought, but then it began to grow. My wife, Debbie, told me I needed to get it checked out. As I was making the doctor's appointment, my mind began to race with worry. What if this is serious? What if this is cancer? What if I have to take chemo? What if I have to lose my hair? Oh, my God, the horrors of the what if. I silently and fearfully prayed, oh, God, I don't want to die so young and leave behind my wife and three little girls. Excuse me. Good grief, please, Father. As it turned out, the lump was just some fatty tissue. I was already planning my funeral over something that was just a bunch of nothing. Let's face it, many of us have a problem with worry. We so often see the circumstances of life through a lens of worry and fear. Anxious, fearful thoughts fill our minds as we think, I am going to lose my job. My children are going to get hurt. My marriage is going to crater. My finances are going to fail. My body is going to get sick. My goose is going to be cooked. Have you ever had those kinds of worried thoughts? Jesus said, do not worry about your life. So why is worry so bad? One, worry is so bad because it is wasteful. Worry does not solve problems. Worry does not dry tears. Worry does not draw you closer to God. It is a total waste of time and energy. Some described worry as a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but it doesn't take you anywhere. Two, worry is so bad because it is harmful. Worry will sap your strength and debilitate your body. It can easily produce ulcers, insomnia, colitis, and a host of other health problems. It is the equivalent of putting sand in your car's gas tank. It gums up the operation. Three, worry is so bad because it is sinful. Worry is the opposite of faith, and whatever is not from faith is sin. And that's Romans chapter 14, verse 23. Worry tells God you do not trust him, and you do not think that he is able to take care of you and meet your needs. Worry is practical atheism. It is living your life as if there were no God in heaven who loves you and is more than able in any and every situation. So what can we do with worry? Did you know there is a simple answer to the problem of worry? You can start today living a life free of debilitating worry if you will do one critical thing. transfer ownership of all of your possessions to God. Because you see, we worry about things we possess, our kids, our spouse, our job, our marriage, our finances, our health, our whatever. We never worry about other people's things. Are you worried that your neighbor's furnace may fail and need to be replaced? Certainly not. But you may be worried that yours won't make it through the winter. We worry about the things that are attached to us. So here's a story about the company car. When I was a salesman for a chemical company, I was given a company car. The company owned it, and they let me use it. Whenever I took the car in for routine maintenance, you know, to the company-approved repair shop, I was never concerned about them finding a problem needing repair. If they told me that I needed new tires or a new battery or a new water pump, I said, let's do it. I wasn't concerned about the cost because it was the company's car and the company's expense. My attitude was simply this: whatever the cost, just fix it. I had no worries about that car because it did not belong to me. I just took good care of it with the company's money. So do you see the connection? God is the company. Everything in your life is nothing more than a company car. You do not own it. He does. Your children, your job, your finances, your spouse, your home, your health, your future, your whatever, it all belongs to God. He gives it to us to use and enjoy, but never for us to own. That is why when you die, you leave it all behind because it does not really belong to you anyway. So start today. Are you worried today? Are you anxious and bothered about a situation? Are you afraid the worst will happen? Transfer ownership of all you have to God. Treat everything in your life like a company car. Thank God for it. Enjoy it. Use it wisely and carefully and responsibly, but never assume ownership of it. Remind yourself daily that it all belongs to him. As the word says, the earth is the Lord's and all it contains. And that's Psalms chapter 24, verse 1. So trust him with it. You will be amazed at the joy and peace that will come to your heart as a result of giving it all to God. Amen? That's a whole word. That's a whole sermon. That's a real shiny red little bow on everything that we've done today.
Oh,
amen?
Wow, wow.
And those are your announcements.
But you ain't going, I'm going, wow for you.
Yes.
Wow. Now, y'all know, we don't pay for the word of God. You can't pay for the word of God. But we need to take up a couple of offerings. We need one for Pastor Tate. We need one for the illegal preacher, Deacon Charles Tate. We need another one for Deacon Kathy Clyburn. We need another one. Yeah, we taking up offerings today. Everybody preach today. Amen.
Everybody
praise the
today.
Lord. Yeah, I thought I was preaching when I was talking about that stuff, and then Jesus say, hey, just take up an offering for everybody. Split it up. Amen. Praise the Lord. Everybody getting in on this offering. I was like, Jesus. One minute I was listening to Deacon Tate pray. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. He preaching. Oh, wait a minute. He praying. I kept bowing my head and then saying, amen. Bowing my head and saying, amen.
Because he's preaching while he's praying. He think you slick.
Yeah,
yeah, he think you slick. Yeah.
It's so good that you back, Crystal. I'm telling you.
Thank
I've been holding
you.
Up crazy for a long time, and now I'm going to let all my crazy out.
Amen.
Oh,
Jesus.
Let
Help
all
Lord.
My
Help
crazy is coming out. Praise the Lord. He's crazy. Amen.
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 That's
mm-hmm.
some good stuff, though, you know, because I was
Amen.
Already reeling off. I was scared to even ask you back on God killing me. I'm like, oh, Lord, you killing
See?
Her, and
See?
Me. Like, we both going to be dead, Jesus. You got to stop
Oh,
this.
Jesus, please. Lord, have mercy.
Why can't we have
Lord,
easy
have mercy.
Stuff like, you know, I don't feel like going to church today. Why I got to have my foot fall off? That kind of stuff.
See, right. Why
Get
I got to be so
on,
extreme,
Jesus.
Right?
Amen. Real. Why I got to have real faith? Why can't I trust you for a cup of coffee to be right this morning? You know this? Amen. Praise
simple.
The Lord.
Amen.
But,
Amen.
But you know what? Crystal, the Lord set this all up. He did. He's concerned that
Always.
There's so much going on with us and there's so much going mm-hmm. on in the world. But then Jesus told us it would be like this. Okay, he told us it would be like this, and now it's all happening, and it's February, and it's summer, and it's,
Exactly.
I went outside yesterday with a hat and coat on. Jesus said, you don't need that. I'm like, but it's February in Michigan.
Yeah. But totally overdressed.
He,
yeah.
He's doing it all. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, when the weather don't get cold like it's supposed to, things that are supposed to die don't. Things that are supposed to die back don't. Their numbers get decreased by God every year with winter on purpose. And you have that's biological, that's physiological.
Mm-hmm.
All of those things have died back. Plants, animals, bugs on the ground, especially bugs and rodents. Okay?
Yeah.
Last year, you're going to have 50 this year because they didn't die. Amen.
Lord.
Lady all up in my ear telling me I got to go. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you, Crystal. Tell me or I say what's
up. You're welcome.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to thank everybody for participating today, and I want everybody to take this service and share it with at least 5 people you know. The easiest way to do that is to go to our church website, click on Saturday Worship Service, go down to the bottom, and send it out. Or send out the Blog Talk Radio player, because this sermon will be the first one in it. So, amen, this whole service from beginning to end is what God is using to lift his people up out of the doldrums that they are in. See, the devil wants you to be sad instead of glad while you're going through. But Paul and Silas taught us how to do this thing. They didn't wait till they got out of jail or got better in jail. They sang praises to God at midnight while they were at their worst in jail, and that is what brought them out. That is what got people saved. Go read the story in Acts chapter 16. A church got planted, the jailer got saved, his whole family got saved, and those who was locked up in jail got saved. Why? Because Paul and Silas praised God at midnight. Not after midnight was over or they got out of jail. Amen. Amen. You where you are because God wants you to lead somebody to Christ. You where you are because God wants somebody around you saved. God needs you to hold. God needs you to walk in faith and not by sight. Amen. That's what the Lord wants. That's the only way you're going to get somebody to say, God is not pleased with a sad face, broken heart, depressed mind. Amen? Trust in God. He'll bring you out. Amen? Amen. Now, let me find us something to close with that we can all sing together. Amen. Howard Hewitt. Howard Hewitt, he got a good song that we can all sing together. Let's all, after this benediction, sing together and say amen. You know what amen means? So be it. This whole worship service, this whole worship experience, so be it. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all until we all meet again. The whole church said amen.
Have our second time around. But before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in the light every day. He's right there when we call. In him is where my strength. Lift my eyes beyond the sky. Only he can save my life, and only he can hear my cry. I wanna thank you, God, for giving me one more day to raise my voice and to sing your praise. I sing it out loud. I sing it all day.
Gave me your love.